Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up, stand up, and fight. God's army is
light. Hey, hey, let the church unite. Together we stand, no weapon cannot conquer we. Let the church unite.
Well, good afternoon, and to God be the glory for all the wonderful and awesome blessings that we have received on this past week in Jesus' mighty name. Today is Monday, November the 23rd, 2015. And may I say happy Thanksgiving to all of you who will be celebrating this Thursday. And may God bless all of you who will receive the positive and amazing blessings that God has stored upon you this blessed day, Thanksgiving Day. God bless you. My name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith, your co-host together with my anointed and amazing husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, the host of our dynamic radio broadcast, Come Together for Change, which is sponsored by our God-ordained and appointed ministries, which are Men in Search of Change and HWG Outreach Center for Change International. Our radio program entitled Come Together for Change is geared towards helping you make the necessary changes that you need to accomplish your goals and God-given destiny throughout understanding the change process in order to be victorious in all that you do for God. Just know that God truly sits high and looks low and will take very good care of those who are obedient to his holy word. Amen. Now, did you know that sometimes the day-to-day pressures of life can cause unnecessary stress? In fact, many people lose sleep worrying about things or people in their lives. But God doesn't want us to live stressed out and overwhelmed. He wants us to live a life of peace and rest. Amen. Everyone has times in life when they feel like they are going through the fire, so to speak, or they feel overwhelmed with the everyday life and things that comes their way. If that's you today, understand that God is going to bring you through those challenges. He's going to bring you through the fire and the flood into a place of abundance and victory. Amen. We serve a good God of more than enough, and his desire is to always make you feel you have whatever you need to be successful and victorious in every area of your life. Did you know that? Well, now before you grab your Bible or your pen and your notepad, why don't you do something very special for people in your life that you really love? Go ahead, give them a call and let them know that Come Together for Change is on the air in the blessed city of Las Vegas right now. All you have to do to listen to the radio broadcast is to dial 646-200-0578. Why? Because we surely don't want them to miss the anointed word of God today. And perhaps if you are turning in late to our broadcast, a little late, or have missed any of your previous messages, you may simply go to Facebook under Hudson or Shalia Griffith. Or to hear our previous messages, you may also go to our website at www.meninsearchofchange. Click on the topic, Come Together for Change, at that time, and scroll down to the bottom of the page and just click on any day you wish to hear the entire broadcast. You also can go up under Elder Hudson Griffith under Facebook. Amen? Now, our inspiration for this week is as follows. If you have felt like you have wasted years of your life in the wrong job, hanging around the wrong people, doing the wrong things, God will gather those years and restore them back to you. He'll take those experiences that the enemy meant for your harm and turn them around for your good. He'll make you stronger, wiser, and better off than you were before. He can launch you further into your destiny than before. So be encouraged today, because with God, all things are possible and nothing is wasted. So if you are facing trouble in any area of your life today, know that God is standing ready to deliver you. He promises in His Word that He is near to all those who call upon His holy and righteous name. So no matter what you may be going through, have confidence knowing that God is working behind the scenes on your behalf. He promises to deliver you. And at this time, we have our poem writer. Does everyone remember? It is Sister Mary Bernard from Atlanta, Georgia, who has written a poem regarding Thanksgiving. So listen very carefully to her poem. Mary, go ahead.
Okay. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is what God has given us every day. He is always the way. Thanksgiving is to be around your loved ones and friends. We all get together and pitch in. Thanksgiving is a time for fellowship and love. He never stops giving us more and above. So always be thankful. Don't wait for Thanksgiving Day. Every day, He always make a way.
Very, very good. So everyone that is getting ready for Thanksgiving Day, know that if you don't have much food or you don't have much money or maybe some of your family will not show up, just know that God is always going to make a way. Okay, so we thank you, Sister Mary Bernard from Atlanta, Georgia. We thank you for blessing us, and just keep on writing what God has placed in your heart to do. Amen? Okay, at this time, our topic for this week is, are you thankful? Only you know if you are thankful. Again, our topic for this week is, are you thankful? And our main scripture for this week is St. Luke, the 17th chapter, the 12th through the 19th verse. I'm going to give you a second or two to go ahead and grab your Bible so that you can follow along with us, okay? Again, St. Luke, the 17th chapter, the 12th through the 19th verse. And it reads as follows. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as he went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And the 17th verse, and Jesus answering and said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not. They were not found that returned to give glory to God, save the stranger. And the 19th verse, and he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. Amen. Thy faith has made thee whole. Now at this time, it gives me an honor as well as a great pleasure to introduce to some and to present to others my husband, the anointed and gifted speaker of the hour, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith.
Thank you very much, Shalia. It's a wonderful privilege, as always, to come your way another afternoon and to let you know that Jesus Christ, he who died but is alive today. I'll tell you something. Many of the leaders of other religions, you can find their tombs, you can find their graves, but Jesus Christ arose from the graves, and that's what makes him different to the others, the resurrection. All of those of us who believe in him, that's why our theme says, let the church unite, because the church is the body of Christ. The church brings together people who believe in his birth, his death, and his resurrection. And today we are looking at the Thanksgiving, because we know that there are a lot of people today who aren't thankful. We know that there are a lot of people today who do not believe that that they have to work to get things. And they're not thankful to their parents for bringing them into this world. They're not thankful for the job they've got. They're not thankful for the things they get daily. And therefore, we are encouraged to be thankful, to make it a special time when we give thanks to God for the things that we have, when we give thanks to God for the things that he has given us. And there's one of my favorite verses which says in Psalm 34:1, I will bless the Lord when at all times his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Now, we have to recognize that it is important to be thankful. Are you thankful is our topic today, because there's so much to give thanks for. There's so much, many people to give thanks for. But because that we live in an unthankful world, we see that people break in and steal other people's property. Why? Because they think that they should have some too. There are people who are so unthankful that they are envious of others. There are people who are so unthankful that they are not only envious, but they want to steal from those who have worked hard to get what they have. They think that they need to go and steal from them. Oh my, we live in a world where people are not thankful. It is because of this unthankfulness which caused people to go and sell drugs to make an extra dollar. Some people will tell you that they can make more money selling drugs than they can make in a regular job. So they don't want to work in a regular job. They want to be able to sell drugs. And therefore, they are not thankful to their parents for bringing them into this world. They're not thankful for what they have. And because there is a great unthankfulness in this world, there are so many today that do not understand that they need to be thankful. And if we can't give thanks, it is not only when things are going good that we are to give thanks, but we are to give thanks when things are not going the way you think they should. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, it says, in everything give thanks. How much things? In everything give thanks. So we're to give thanks in everything. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4, it says, I thank my God always. So we see that the Apostle Paul was a man who understood the benefits of giving thanks. And Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, it says, giving thanks all is. Now, we see that in everything and all this, we are to give thanks to God. And you say, well, why does God need our thanks? No, but he needs us to practice giving thanks. We are to give thanks because we are to practice giving thanks so that it will become a part of our daily lives. Now, the story we read today talked about 10 lepers who were healed. They cried out to God, to Jesus as he was passing, and asked him if he would heal them. And he gave them an instruction. That is why we have to understand that obedience will always open the way for us. Obedience will always open the way to our freedom. Obedience will open the way to our healing. Because all Jesus said to these men who cried out to him to be healed, they listened to their voice in verse 13 of St. Luke's Gospel that we read.
And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
Okay, so they cried out to Jesus. Why did they cry out to Jesus? Why didn't they cry out to Buddha? Why didn't they cry out to Muhammad? No, they cried out to Jesus because they knew that Jesus was a miracle man. They cried out to Jesus because they had probably seen the miracles that Jesus had done before. And therefore, we today cry out to Jesus because we read the Bible of the things that Jesus had done. But the thing is that look what happened here. And what did Jesus say unto them? No, your obedience will always bring you into healing or satisfaction or whatever. Verse 14,
when he saw them, he said unto them, go, show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed.
Okay, you see, there is always an instruction that will bring you into whatever it is that you need to have. There is always a condition for your healing. There is always a condition for your prosperity. There is always a condition. Jesus said unto them, go and show yourself unto the priest. If they did not go and show themselves unto the priest, they would not have been healed. But all 10 of them went and showed themselves unto the priest. And when you say, why did they show themselves unto the priest? Because in those days, lepers had no part in the daily community life. And until they were cleansed, until they were proof, there was proof of their cleansing, they could not be a part of the community. In those days, the priests and the Pharisees and the Sadducees, those are the people who ruled the community. Therefore, Jesus said unto them, go and show thyself unto the priest. And when they were going, they realized that they were healed. And one man came back, only one, when he was healed, he came back and thanked Jesus. Now, isn't that something? That out of 10 men, only one returned and gave thanks to Jesus. You know, when he realized he was healed, he gave thanks. But today, there is so much unthankfulness. You know, when we look at the circumstance, this one man returned, and Jesus said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? And it is so today. There is so much unthankfulness for what God has done for us. There is so much unthankfulness in this world because people are not contented. Unthankfulness comes from discontent, from wanting what other people have. We can't be thankful with what we have, but we are discontented and we want what other people have. Let this not be so for you, my brother. let this not be so for you, my sister. Be content with what you have. Because we hear this, the apostles say, I am content with what I have. A little bit. We have to realize that you have to live a life of contentment if you are going to be thankful. If you are contented, you will be thankful. And the word thank you, or the phrase thank you, is a dying phrase in today's world, and therefore we need to activate it. Not only at Thanksgiving are we going to give a little turkey and think that that will satisfy everything. No, it will not. Giving a little turkey here and there is a good is a good thing, but it will not satisfy everything. In everything we have to give thanks, but we first have to learn to give thanks to our Creator, and we have to realize that we must bless the Lord at all times. And in Psalm 29:2 it says, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. And therefore we have to understand that we need to give glory, we need to give honor, we need to give praise unto his name. So we go to church and we sit quietly by, but we're supposed to sing praises unto him. And the word in Psalm 100 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. A joyful noise. Noise. Now, noise can't be silent. Noise, when you make noise, it is shuttable. The noise is heard far and near. But we want to be silent. We want to be quiet. But God expects us to give him praise. And God expects that we will go out of our way to give him praise. Because, again, we see in Psalm 150, right, it says, praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the song of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the string instrument. Praise him. The point that I'm trying to make here is that we need to first give thanks to God for our existence. We need to give him praise as we go to church. Some say, well, you don't have to do all that, but sure do, because the word says praise him with the timbrel, praise him with the trumpet, praise him with the psaltery. All kind of instruments were sung in those days to praise God with, and they really wanted a good way to praise God. Because even David, as he praised God, his clothes, he praised God until his clothes came off and his wife was embarrassed. But we have to learn to give God praise. And therefore, the first person we need to give God the praise is to God. We need to thank him for our life. What do we need to thank him for? First, we need to thank him that we are alive, because he didn't have to keep us alive. We have to thank him for keeping us from accidents. We didn't have to. So many people are being struck down on the roads, but you have not been struck down. And you need to praise him for that. You need to praise him for healing, because many times you go to the doctor, and he gives you something, he tells you something that you cannot agree with. He tells you that you have the big C, cancer, and you come back to the church, and you thank God for giving you health, and you begin to praise God. And as you praise God, because the word says God inhabits the praises of his people, and very often we are not healed. Very often we are not brought to wholeness because we are not thankful. You know that these nine men missed out on something, because Jesus said to this man, Go thy way and be whole, be made whole. So this one man that returned was made whole. This one man that returned really got something that the others didn't get. He got the blessing of Jesus and he was made whole. Not just healing, but that he was made whole. So I want to suggest to you this evening that if you are in the hearing of my voice and you have not been as thankful as you should, you have not been thankful to your parents, that this Thanksgiving Day you should be able to go and say thanks to them. You've not been thankful to your spouse. Well, this Thanksgiving Day, be thankful to them. What are you thankful for? You're thankful for shelter over your head because it didn't have to be so. You say, well, I'm living at somewhere. It doesn't matter where you are living. There's shelter over your head. You need to give God thanks for that. You need to give God thanks for the food you get. Regardless of what, you do not go to bed hungry. You get something to eat every day. You have clothes on your back because you don't walk around naked. You have some of you are privileged to have such transportation when you were working, and now you're not working. You still have transportation. But I am here to tell you that God will provide for you because His word says that He's never seen the righteous forsaken, nor His seed begging for bread. So I want you to know this evening that even though things are dim with you at this time, even though you don't have a job, even though you are living at someone else, even though you get food, wherever you can get it from, the point is you still have to be thankful because there are those who don't have shelter, who don't have food, who don't have things, and you need to be able to give thanks in all things. And therefore, at this Thanksgiving time, I want you to make it a particular decision that you're going to give thanks to your parents for bringing you into this world, that you're going to give thanks to the teacher who helped you to read and write. I want you to stop being selfish and looking with envy for what other people have and not thanking God for what you have. You need to thank God for what you have. And I'm going to pray with you that God will give you a thankful heart, change your attitude and give you an attitude of gratitude that you will be able to serve God in spirit and in truth. Right now I'm going to pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come on the behalf of those who are in the hearing of my voice. Father, I come on the behalf of everyone, Lord, who recognize that they have not been as thankful as they should be. They haven't given thanks to you for making them alive. They haven't given thanks to their parents for bringing them into the world. They haven't given thanks, Lord, for the job they had, Lord. They haven't given thanks, Lord Jesus. And then for that, they have been rescued from being struck down on the streets like many other people have. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare right now that that selfish disposition that has caused them to be envious, that selfish disposition that has prevented them from being thankful, that disposition, Lord, will lose that selfishness and they will come to trust you. Let your Holy Spirit make this time a time of thankfulness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So start each day on a positive note and in the right direction. Why? Because every one of us needs to be for all the things God has done for us, all the things that God is doing for us, and all the things that God will do for us in the very near future. Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffiths and myself are praying for you and believing for God's very best in your life. Well, friends and faithful listeners, this is all time that we have for now. In my closing, do drop us a line this week and let us know how you are perceiving our program. Come Together for a Change. Our mailing address is Come Together for a Change, P.O. Box 90553, Henderson, Nevada 89009. Or you can simply email us at hwgministries sgriffith@gmail.com or sgriffith2010@aol.com. And if you are in need of prayer or counseling or even have a few questions, feel free to call Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson Griffith at 702-454-5717. Thank you again for listening to our radio broadcast, Come Together for a Change. We pray that you will have a very blessed and wonderful Thanksgiving and the rest of the week until we see you again Monday. Amen? And just remember that God loves you and that this is the year of your turnaround. So just trust God and believe God's word, and you will walk in victory. Amen.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back.